In this episode of the Rotten Rumor Podcast, we're going to be talking about the latest TikTok challenge that has taken the life of a young boy. We're also going to be talking about the town in New Mexico that only has 20 days worth of drinking water left because of the monsoon season. And we're also going to be talking about how the judge declined to overturn Elizabeth Holmes' guilty verdict. If you don't know who Elizabeth Holmes is, just stay tuned. I'll explain as quickly as possible here on the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. I love Japan. I know this is a weird way to start a podcast, but all right, here's the story. Remember I said that I sometimes become so hyper-focused on one thing that I obsess about it? Well, it's happening right now. I currently have the TV on. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know if you can hear that. But I began to watch Japanology is what the show is called. NHK World. I have no idea what that channel. It feels like it's a Japanese channel, and it's just teaching like foreigners and other people who aren't from Japan things about Japan. The show is essentially just about all the kind of shit that Japan has to offer and how innovative they are in their own country. And it has this host named Peter Barrican. Very sweet, sweet, very sweet man. I just love watching him interact with everyone in Japan while he's talking about a certain theme. I'm currently listening and watching. Well, I should be watching since I'm making a podcast, but here we are. I'm watching the stationary one. And it is amazing. If I can just describe what's happening, he's currently in a stationery shop where a seller is helping him customize his own four-way pen. You know those four-way pens that have like the red, blue, green, and black pull-down thingies on each side? Yeah, Peter Barrican is currently customizing his own pull-down four-way pen. How wicked is that? Why didn't we think of that stuff like that? Our stationery here in the United States is so boring. Oh my god. Even no matter how many cute little fucking notebooks you get and shit like that, nothing, and I mean it, nothing will ever compare to what Japan has going for them. They are on some next level shit over there. I love Japanese stationery. It's so cute. And it's so fucking cool. They have this mechanical pencil. Here we go again, talking about boring shit that you guys probably don't even care about. But whatever. You know, this is what I'm interested in right now. They have a pencil, a mechanical pencil, that turns as you write. That way, your lead tip never runs out, so that, you know how your lead, while you're writing, you know, since you're writing in one direction, your lead kind of gets that angle and it stops writing really nice lines, so you have to switch it up. You have to flip the mechanical pencil and then write on the other side to even it out, and it's just a constant struggle. Either you just deal with it or you keep rotating your mechanical pencil so that you can get a fresh line out of the lead. They have created a mechanical pencil that essentially rotates the lead while you write so that it keeps a perfect point. It is incredible. But that's all I really wanted to discuss. I've just been watching Begin Japanology episodes. I currently just finished the potato one. And I know this is so... this is so boring. So how about I just stop talking and we just talk about the current topics we have. I'm so obsessed with this show. God damn it. All right, let's get straight into the topics, shall we? Okay, for our first article, I am going to give a trigger warning because it does involve a child's death, a 12-year-old boy. The title is from Joy Online, and it is, "My son didn't mean to die. Mother issues warning after boy dies doing viral TikTok challenge." And the article goes, "A mother who said her son died after attempting a viral challenge has issued a warning to parents and teenagers about the danger of the TikTok trend. Lauren Keating said she found her 14... Oh, I guess he's 14. Why did I think he was 12? Anyways. She found her 14-year-old son, Leon Brown, unresponsive in his room at their home in their Cumbernauld, North Lanarkshire, on August 25th. I don't know where North Lanarkshire is. It sounds very, very British, but anyways. She later learned that he had tried the quote-unquote blackout challenge, a viral trend that is believed to have caused the brain injury which led to the death of, oh, that's where I found it, which led to the death of 12-year-old Archie Battersby last month. So her son is 14 years old, tried the challenge. Last month, another child fell victim to the trend. In the latest iteration of this of a dangerous dare, children film themselves holding their breath until they fall unconscious due to a lack of oxygen before sharing the video on social media. It has been blamed for several deaths so far, and some parents have sued video sharing app TikTok over claims that the platform's algorithm promotes videos of other people doing the blackout challenge." Okay, that's the essential gist of it. Now, here's what I want to say about this whole challenge. I think TikTok really needs to get their shit together. No matter how many times they say that they're going to do better, they never do better because their algorithm sucks ass. They just promote the stupidest and most dangerous shit ever. Do you guys know about the trend slopping? This has been on my mind for a long time. It's that trend. I don't know if anyone knows this username. It's called Banana Loves You Too. And it's just this woman who makes the most vile stuff. She's the woman who made the ice cream sundae in the toilet. Does anyone remember that? Because that shit drove me wild. But the whole point of that challenge was to get views. It was the shock value kind of thing. It was disgusting. And I try not to give it any like publicity, but I have to just say it. The reason I bring it up is because TikTok is at the moment one of the most influential social media platforms that we have to this day. Think about it. Kids nowadays have smartphones, and on their smartphones, what are they usually doing? They're watching TikTok, because TikTok is a quick and easy way to get content. It only has to be a maximum of 3 minutes. It's quickly digestible content that your kids can watch. And most of what they're watching is the stuff that's popular right now, which means that they're going to be finding these trends, which means they're going to be trying the trends. There have been a lot of TikTok trends that have just gone so viral that it, like a year later, they have been put to a stop. A story that I kind of have to corroborate with this is the fact that, I don't know if you could hear it in my voice, but I'm suffering from allergies. I had to go home early a day or so ago because my allergies just hit me real hard. And so I had to leave work because I just could not function that day. I went to Walgreens and I picked up some allergy medication, like a Benadryl, the liquid allergy medication. And the clerk asked for my ID, which I was super surprised because I never remembered having to show an ID for allergy medication. And he said, "Well, since, you know, the TikTok trends and all that have been happening, we've had to kind of had to bring down the hammer on how we sell our stuff." And I remember people were doing the Benadryl challenge. Let me see if I can find that. Benadryl challenge. Here it is. Yeah. The Benadryl challenge on TikTok is dangerous, experts say. Well, no shit. It is... I forget what happens when you take a lot of Benadryl, but it's supposed to really fuck you up. I mean, people make lean out of it, and lean is what people use to just get fucked up. I don't even know what the... I know that it has Benadryl, like Sprite, I think, but I could be wrong. I have never touched lean in my life. All I know is that I needed some allergy medication, but I do remember this. I remember people buying Benadryl and doing the Benadryl challenge on TikTok. I also remember, and the clerk brought it up, that when Breaking Bad happened, people were using like over-the-counter prescriptions to make meth, which was a line that shouldn't have been drawn. But also, I will say, TikTok is very dangerous. Please monitor what your kids are watching and what your kids are doing. Talk to them about not recreating any dumb shit they see online. This poor woman, she fucking lost her son because she did the blackout challenge. And quite frankly, it's just, we gotta make sure we know what our kids are watching these days. Because there's a lot of dangerous people out there who just want to harm your children because they think it's hilarious and they don't need any other reason. So my heart goes out to this poor woman who lost her son. I can't even imagine the kind of pain she's going through right now. She said, just to read a little bit more of the article, she said, "I need every teenager and every parent to see this and understand the dangers of these TikTok challenges. A challenge is not worth your life. A few likes on social media is not worth your life. So, just be careful out there. And don't try to recreate any of the dumb shit you see on TikTok, okay? It really isn't worth it." All right, so let's move on to the next article. This is by CNN, titled, "This city has around 20 days of fresh water left. Officials are racing to find another source." A city in New Mexico has about 20 days of fresh water left, and officials there are scrambling to find another source to prevent cancer-causing particles from flowing out of faucets. The hillsides around Las Vegas, New Mexico, were scorched by the state's largest fire on record this spring, which burned more than 340,000 acres. Then an unusually wet monsoon season brought significant summer rainfall, something that would typically be celebrated in the drought-stricken West, but instead has led to disaster upon disaster as rainfall washed the charred debris into the region's water system. Yes, it is true. We have had a massive, massive fire happening, and I think most of the reason is just it's just gotten so hot and it just happens. I mean, there's an article that said something about how forest fires just start by themselves. Yeah, it's either ignited by the sun's heat or lightning strike. Most of the reasons are because of human activities, including dumbassery, where people don't put out their campfires or discard cigarettes and shit like that. But sometimes it is just naturally occurring. I know it sounds very strange, but yeah, the Las Vegas, New Mexico is having a lot of issues with their water. They are having a lot of issues with the monsoons sweeping the charred debris from the fire into their filtration system. So that carbon that has been created by the fire washing into their filtration system, which has chlorine, can possibly turn into a carcinogenic chemical called carbon tetrachloride. And it is, I'll just say, this shit can fuck you up. Oh my god. So I have a little small article here. It says, "How does carbon tetrachloride work and how can it affect my health? Short-term when you drink the water, it damages the liver and kidneys. Not good. Other symptoms include headache, dizziness, tiredness, weakness, and blurred vision. Very high doses can cause a vomiting, stomach pain, or death. Now, imagine this in your water system every day for a month. Do you know how fucking terrible your health would be if that would happen? So that's what the officials are just trying to kind of scramble to get out of the way. They need to figure out a way to get the carbon out of the water before they add the disinfection. Let's see. Continue the article. With time running out to secure a new clean source, city officials plan to spend this weekend testing and pre-treating the water from a nearby lake. Hoping it can provide enough to keep the taps running clear. It's kind of down to the wire right now. The flash flood really screwed everyone's plans with the water. They basically had to salvage whatever they could. This is wild. At my work, we actually had a woman, I think from that area, who bought 7 pallets of bottled water because of what was happening in the Las Vegas, New Mexico area. It is really down to I don't really know what else to say, except I hope that they can figure this out. I hope that they can get water from the lake just so, you know, their citizens can survive another day. I don't know what's going to happen if they don't. Are the people going to have to, like, move out of their town so that they can finish up with, you know, dealing with the carbon tetrachloride that's been happening? I don't really know what's going to happen, but I hope they figure something out soon, because that is some scary shit. Let's see. Going da da da. If the quality of the new water source is good enough to run through the city's water infrastructure, that will buy a few more months more of water, which officials are hoping enough time to install another treatment system capable of processing the sediment-heavy water in their second, currently unstable reservoir. If not, city and state officials may have to implement a boil order or take other action to ensure clean water. But it's too early to tell what those actions may be, Javari says. So, okay, I guess if things go south, they are going to be implementing a boil order, which I think just essentially means they're going to be warning their citizens about what's going on and recommending, and I mean highly recommending, that they boil the water that they get from the faucet before ingesting it, which is like, that's a smart idea, but my question is, how are they going to filter all those big chunks of carbon, like the charred wood that comes out of the faucet? There's gonna be particles. My hope is that they at least give them some kind of filtration system that kind of filters out all those chunks, and then they can boil it if it has to come down to that. It's really bad right now. And I really hope that they can figure something out. I might see if there is a kind of a donation thing for Las Vegas, New Mexico to help them with their water situation. And I might post that on to this episode to just help them out. And I might put it on my Facebook as well. Hopefully someone has started kind of like a donation thing, like a GoFundMe. God, I hate GoFundMe so much. But for this reason, yeah, it's very necessary. So I'll see what I can find after this. All right. I know that the previous two articles have been a little bit heavy. So let's go go ahead and make fun of someone who I feel deserves more than what has already been given to them, and that is Elizabeth Holmes. Before we start, raise your hand if you know who Elizabeth Holmes is. Well, some of you have raised their hand, so I will talk a little bit about who she is. Elizabeth Holmes is the founder of a company called Theranos. It started in about 2000. Theranos was essentially a biotech company which focused on the technology of using a single drop of blood to find out what's going on in your body. That way, and I quote Elizabeth Holmes, "No one will ever have to say goodbye too soon ever again." Or that's the bullshit that she would always spout. Elizabeth Holmes was essentially just trying to become the next Steve Jobs in a way. So we have like iconic tech billionaires that have very much influenced the way we live our life, like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, who else? I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Mark Zuckerberg. There we go. That's the stupid. That's the bitch I forgot. So she wanted to become the next kind of dropout who made a name for herself. So she was going to Stanford, but then dropped out and decided that she was going to start her own medical technology company, which she called Theranos. Now, Theranos for a long time looked on paper and in theory like a good company, but then kind of the walls kept falling on them, and eventually Elizabeth Holmes was convicted of essentially running a Ponzi scheme. And this is where we are right now, is the judge declining to overturn Elizabeth Holmes' guilty verdict by the AP News. I know that was kind of a rough rundown of who she was, but essentially she created Theranos, she scammed a lot of people, she got caught, and now she's paying the consequences. That's it. Now, here's the article. A federal judge on Thursday tentatively declined to overturn the jury conviction of disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes on 4 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy. That leaves the former Silicon Valley star a step closer to serving prison time. Ooh, excuse me, I just had to burp. God, fuck these allergies. Okay. U.S. District Judge Edward Davila won't make that decision final until October 17th, where he is scheduled to sentence Holmes in the same San Jose, California courtroom where a jury found her guilty of duping investors in her very much hyped blood testing startup. The blood testing startup was called the Edison. And fun fact, Walgreens actually made a... They did a collaboration with Theranos where they would create wellness centers in their stores and have the Edison in there so people can use it. You could obviously tell how that went. Walgreens was pissed. Anyways, Holmes, now 38, faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, plus restitution for lying to investors about a Theranos technology she hailed as a revolution in healthcare, but which in practice produced dangerously inaccurate results. So what they mean by that, dangerously inaccurate results, is a lot of people who use the Edison to get the results were essentially lied to. Their results were not 100% accurate because of the idea of the Edison, which only uses a drop of blood to create all these fucking results that, what is that big ass blood testing machine called? So usually when you get your blood testing, they need a vial of blood so they can have enough blood to run whatever tests they need to, because there's a lot of tests and a lot of blood is needed so that they can spin it, they can boil it, they can put light through it, they can do all this kind of shit to figure out what the results are for certain tests that tell you, you know, about cholesterol and whatnot. I'm not an expert on blood testing. Don't even get me started on that. But essentially, inaccurate results led to dangerous things like being told that you're about to die and stuff like that. So that's basically what the judge found her guilty of as well. Back to the article. Amy Sahario, one of Holmes' lawyers, tried to persuade Davila that the jury of 8 men and 4 women had acted irrationally during their 7 days of deliberation. The judge concluded that the jurors drew reasonable inferences from evidence presented at the trial, although he said he would still review some cases Sahario presented before making a final decision. Thursday's 90-minute hearing marked the first time Holmes has returned to the court since January 3rd conviction. The verdict ended in a nearly 4-month trial that recounted Holmes' remarkable rise from Stanford University dropout in 2003 to lionized entrepreneur once worth $4.5 billion. Yes, that's right, $4.5 billion motherfucking dollars for essentially doing nothing but hyping up something that didn't exist before it all unraveled in 2015. So there's a lot to unpack here. One of the best videos I would personally recommend if you are curious about the whole Theranos thing is a video by Cold Fusion that reviews everything that went down. Another thing I would most likely recommend is the Hulu series, The Dropout, with Amanda Seyfried, who is a really talented actress, really portrayed Elizabeth Holmes really, really well. Such a creepy interpretation of Elizabeth Holmes, but that is exactly the kind of feeling you get from this woman. She is just, in my opinion, she's unhinged. She wanted to be the next Steve Jobs so badly. And if you do watch the Cold Fusion video, you'll see why. This is by far one of my favorite stories I've ever read in 2020. Just because how did no one catch on to this? How did these men and how did these people, how did they all get so blinded by Elizabeth Holmes's, I don't know, charisma, that they didn't see that there was no machine to even back up? She got away $4.5 billion before it all went to shit in 2015. $4.5 billion. Not million, billion. This world, this woman, she bamboozled so many bitches out there. And they honestly have no one to blame but themselves. Please, go do your research on this. It is wild. Right, and I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Rotten Rainbow Podcast today. I hope you did like the articles that I brought to light today. I felt like they were really important, especially that TikTok one, which even though I am a user of TikTok, I despise the app because of how influential it is to people and all the controversy that surrounds this app. It just doesn't sit well with me. And as for the drinking water article, I'm just very concerned at this point because a lot of people might lose their home, and I worry about that, especially with the housing market right now in New Mexico. It's just not looking very good. As for Elizabeth Holmes, I hope that bitch gets way worse than what she has already been served, because she ruined so many people's lives with her inaccurate test results. Put so many people's health at risk, which cost them thousands of dollars in medical bills, which essentially ruined some people's lives. So I truly hope that she gets more than what she deserves. The only reason, let's be real, the only reason she's doing jail time is because her investors are pissed. They don't give a fuck about the regular people. The courts only give a fuck about the investors, the people with money and power who got fucked over. That's why she's having, that's why she's in court right now. That's why she's being sentenced guilty. If the investors didn't give a shit, we would not be hearing about a court hearing. Let's put facts are facts. They wouldn't give a fuck. They'd be like, oh, okay, well, as long as no one's hurt, we're hurt. We're the people who she basically uses guinea pigs, you know, like the fucking cancer patients that she did. Yeah. She did tests on terminally ill patients. That's another thing she did. I'm telling you, go watch the Cold Fusion episode. You will be shocked to what you hear. But anyways, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Rotten Rainbow podcast. I do feel like I did went on a lot of tangents, and I'm very sorry. These are things that I'm quite passionate about. And yeah, I will catch you on the next episode. You guys have yourselves a wonderful day. Bye.